Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to an abbreviated Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. We are on until 11:35. Then we go into White Sox baseball. We listen to the White Sox game, a White Sox win, and then we come back after the White Sox game for another, I don't know, up until 4. It depends on how long the White Sox take to win their game. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We start every show with Elwood. Buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's a MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. Joe has a family event. It's Grandfather's Day at the Holgo compound, but we still give honor to the phone and text line. It's a MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. If you have any questions, give us a call. You have any text messages, don't feel comfortable talking on air, you could always send us a text at 312-981-7200. We're here until 11:35, till White Sox pregame. Let's go around the horn, introduce ourselves. We have Jill Van Reed, Baron Warner, out in the Western Burbs. How are you, Jill?
I'm fabulous.
You doing good? Selling some homes?
I am selling homes.
I helped a girlfriend of mine locate a home. We had a challenge with earnest money. She got the money yesterday. But
good.
I know you want to talk about on the show how listeners should contact you prior to listing their homes to make sure they do the right work, and how you helped another listener out accomplish that. She wanted to do some things in her home. You're like, eh, probably not the right, smartest way to invest that money. But I also want to talk about the earnest money, because very valuable learning lesson to our listeners. This listener in particular, she's a working mother. Her husband stays at home, 3 kids on the ground, 1 in the oven, 26 weeks. Was so excited by this home, wrote an earnest money check. You guys canceled the contract because it wasn't a safe environment. Turned out during the home inspection. Finds out 2 weeks later, drops the check off the end of July. I've got the dates. All of a sudden, 2 weeks later, check clears and she's got NSFs all over the not sufficient funds. She's bounced checks because she thought that check would come back to her. What she should have done was, that's what we're going to talk about. What everybody should do if you cancel a transaction and you give earnest money, that money's probably going to be cashed. But since it hadn't been cashed for over 2 weeks, she thought, okay, they just destroyed the check, and then she's bouncing checks all over town.
Exactly.
So let's talk about that at a subcategory and talk about your category. If our listeners want to reach you during the show or after the show, how do they reach you?
They can contact me at 224-772-4086.
Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window, welcome to the show. First in studio appearance. You called in before. This is your first post-COVID in studio appearance. Proud member of the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity at Northern Illinois College for Men. I should say Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity for men at Northern Illinois College. We shared the same fraternity up at Northern Illinois, Harvard of the Midwest. How are you, Justin?
Wonderful, David.
You guys are busy.
We are busy. And, you know, NIU, tug of war, was the thing back then. We were the kings.
Yeah, I still have screwed up back and back surgery. I blew my L4 and 5 to prove it, but we won. So that's all that mattered. When you're 18 to 20 years old, you pull on a rope and you win. If our listeners want to reach you, you're going to be talking more detail about the different windows that you offer, because you're getting a lot of calls. And we were talking prior to the show that the COVID lockdown, basically what everybody's locked in, gave them an opportunity to look around their home and see everything that they didn't like about their home and see where they had weaknesses in their home, flooring, carpet, hardwood floors, you know, windows, you know, was a big thing because people, you know, essentially you're typically in your home maybe 7-8 hours a day, and now you're in there for 24 hours a day and you start nitpicking. You're like, you know what? There's a draft coming from that window. You know what? Those windows really are really ugly. And you've got, and you're getting a lot of calls from our listeners on how to identify when's the right time to repair or replace your windows. And you're going to be diving deep at after the next break on that.
Yes, there are signs to look for. Some signs that you may think are urgent and you need to replace your windows, but that may not be the case. So we'll review those and we'll look at some warning signs that say that there's some urgency that you want to have those windows looked at right away.
And if our listeners want to contact you and your company during the show or after the show, how do they do that?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR and 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
And John Williams is a happy guy by the name of John Williams that has about 7 shows here, I think, a week now. He's got a nighttime show. He's got a tremendous show during the week from 10 until noon, and then he does the noon business hour. 9 until noon, then the noon business hour, and he has a great new music show that he plays oldies on Sunday nights. You installed windows in his condo.
We did.
Okay.
John's a great customer of ours, had some custom needs, and we were able to take care of John, and we hope to get some more business from John in the future.
And his lovely wife, Brenda, who, forget about it, such the nicest lady on the planet. All right, now, if you really want to know how to talk on the radio and promote a company, some think of Rich Dykstra Jr. I think senior. I think of Corey Ambrose, because this guy, you wind him up, you ask him how it going, it'll take you 7 minutes to get an answer.
Whoa,
how are you, Corey?
Well, first, I want to address that I'm sitting in the co-host seat. I feel very honored, privileged, and really just feel very important to be sitting here in Joe's seat.
In the Mega Pro's Joe seat.
Hey, Mega Pro Joe.
Yep.
Happy Grandfather's Day, buddy.
So you are going to be talking about a lot of looting going on. A lot of unexpected looting, a lot of unexpected fires, a lot of damage that business owners weren't anticipating was going to be negatively impacting their business. And a lot of our listeners know that your company deals with water damage, fire damage, wind damage, mold infestation. But a lot of our listeners don't realize that the different services that you provide, including board up and getting the smoke out of not only clothing, but business computers, speakers, all of that stuff, and you're going to dive deep into that during your segment later in the show.
Absolutely. 2020 has been a wild year for a lot of reasons. 2020, and no exception, is a very busy year in restoration. Fires, water damage, it's just rampant. Chicago, people aren't aware of everything that goes on Chicago in the restoration industry, but oh my gosh, so many structures, so many buildings, they all need to be dry. They can't have smoke in them. And this has been an incredible year for property damage. JCR has been working around the clock. Getting more on that later. But
yeah,
we're always here. We're always open and available to people. If you have emergency property damage, we are the people to call. Full service restoration, whether it's vehicle impact, fire, water damage, mold. You can reach JC Restoration at 800-956-8844. Cue the music.
That's cue the music.
Okay.
I put you up against a break just to shut you up. All right. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
And co-host Corey Ambrose.
And co-host Corey Ambrose. We're going to take a quick break. That is a Mega Pros call. Text line 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Justin Bartley talking about the signs to look for when replacing windows.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Scotty, that was on me. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. When it says 10-second introduction back to the show, that means don't talk until the introduction's over. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call and text line. We are here to help you with all of your real estate needs. Joe Van Riet from Baird & Warner's in the studio. She handles everything west of 59 for our show with all your real estate needs. Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window, Corey Ambrose from JC Restoration, David Hochberg, that is me talking. I am your host. We're going to go over to Justin Bartley. Again, go back 3 months, 4 months, mid-May. Everybody's on lockdown. Everybody's scared to death. I'm paying $8 for 7 ounces of hand sanitizer at the 7-Eleven because it's the only place I could get 8 ounces of hand sanitizer for whatever the hell they're paying for. And so I bought, it cost me $38 for 4 little containers. Everybody's like, what the hell do you pay that for? I'm like, because it's the only thing I could got, right? I mean, you know, you call up all these places, it wasn't available. People are sitting in their homes, spending quality time together, looking at their windows. Talk to us and everybody listening about the telltale signs of it's time to replace or repair your windows.
Well, that's right. How do you know when the time is right for replacement windows? Because windows are a big investment. And we're going to go through some of the signs that that we see and which ones are probably okay where you're in the clear, and which ones mean that it might be time for replacement windows.
Shoot, go ahead.
Condensation. That's probably the biggest question that we get, biggest problem that we get from homeowners when they call us. They say, I see condensation on my glass. And this is very common in the wintertime.
Is that the fog? Is that the fog on the glass?
Fog, okay. Moisture, really cold days. It could even turn to a little bit of ice on the inside of the glass.
So, well, that's a clear indication you have a challenge, right?
It could be a challenge.
A major challenge. No, because I'll tell you a story. When we first moved into our home in 2002, 18 years ago, it was the original windows from the 60s, and we had ice on the inside of our window. And we're like, okay, that shouldn't be there. And then we went out and got on the way. I didn't know you back then. You know, you were probably not even born back then. But, you know, I had to go and replace it. It was like a freight train, the drafts that were coming through. And when it got cold, we actually had ice forming on the inside of our house, which is a little weird.
Well, it sounds like you had a few different issues going on. But, you know, internal condensation is common in the wintertime. And if you have excess humidity in the house, if you have a humidifier running, the temperature goes below 15, you know, into single digits, it's very common to see condensation on the inside of your glass because the air cannot hold that moisture. It collects on the cool surface, and it turns into moisture. This is actually one of the signs that it might actually be in the clear. If you turn down your humidifier, use exhaust fans when you're taking a hot shower or cooking, that will help to eliminate the moisture in the air and could actually solve that problem. So if you see condensation on the inside of your windows, that doesn't necessarily mean you have a major problem.
What is hot water? I have three girls and a wife. And I'm usually... I experience hot water on vacation, so I fully understand what you're saying.
So
I don't have to turn the exhaust fan on, so it's not an issue with me. Go ahead, because I'm the last one in, usually 3 minutes in, out, done. Let's move out. Go ahead.
So watch out when it gets really cold. Use those exhaust fans, and that should take care of the problem. If you notice condensation or moisture in between the panes of glass, that is a clear sign that you have a broken seal, and that's really not able to be repaired.
So if you have something in between the panes, how come you can't repair that? It's just cost prohibitive to rip it out and do it?
The two panes of glass are supposed to be permanently sealed, and once that seal breaks and you get moisture in there, sometimes some dirt in there, you can't go inside. That's a sealed unit.
Really?
So in those cases, you could potentially just change the glass in the window. But if the windows are old, you might just opt for the full replacement option.
What's your definition of old? Is 10 years old on a window? Is 8 years old on a window? Is 15 years old on a window?
The most common age is about 20, 25 years when we start getting the most calls.
Got it. All right. That makes sense. I think my windows, when we popped them out, you buy your first home, you don't notice when. I didn't notice things, right? We're like, yeah, we want that house or five other people bidding on it. This was back in 2002, I think. It was 2002. We didn't even look at the windows, right? It was just like, okay, we want that house. That's the house. And we're going. And $18,000 later, we had to replace all the windows in the house. Like, I had a couple of bay windows, all the windows upstairs, front of the house, back of the house, side of the house. It was a pretty large investment, but you know what? It worked. And that's what first-time home buyers and then second, third, and fourth-time home buyers in general, need to pay attention to the finer details like what's going on with the windows.
A second sign that we can look at, which is probably a warning sign that you would want to consider replacement windows, is if you're feeling a lot of cold drafts in the wintertime, you're sitting by a window and it's uncomfortable. That's usually a sign that you're losing a lot of heat, and your energy costs are going to be increasing due to that as well. So if you're noticing discomfort around your windows in the wintertime, you're really hot in the summer, you're sitting by the window and you're sweating, and you can feel that sun coming right through, those are signs that there's probably a more efficient option out there, and you should consider replacement windows, but probably not urgent at that point if you don't mind a little discomfort.
Right. Are the estimations are if our listeners have questions about replacing windows or doing some type of work on their windows, do you charge anything for any type of consultation to come out to check out their windows?
No, it's absolutely free, and we're happy to come out and do a full evaluation of your windows, really help you understand what problems you're having, what you're trying to achieve, possibly with a new design for your windows, and we could do all that for you at no charge.
Got it. And you also do doors as well?
Yes, we do.
Okay, screen doors, back doors, front doors, all types of doors?
Yes.
Okay, and what are what's another short tail sign of it's time to replace your window?
So this last category would be, you know, this could be an urgent situation. You don't want to wait. And it usually comes down to water damage. Water infiltration. If you are noticing a lot of rotting on the windows, that usually means water's getting into the wood and dripping down into the frame and probably inside your wall, which can cause obvious problems of structural damage or mold.
Corey,
you certainly
then
don't
ultimately
want that.
Would cause JC Restoration to come out and do professional services. We often are called out for situations like this, and windows, and especially in the wintertime, really give you an example of the health, the well-being of your home. If your windows are inefficient, you're losing all of that heat. If you've got constant water buildup, yeah, your window trims are starting to be damaged. You're going to start to have mold develop on drywall. So windows may be a big investment, but you earn it back in spades by being a more efficient home and reducing property damage.
Will you replace? So if a telltale sign is during the winter you have challenges, will you replace a window during the winter?
We do install all year round. As long as it's above 25 to 30 degrees and you're okay, you know, the homeowner's okay having the windows replaced, we could do that. Obviously, we would do one at a time, and we can put up plastic containment barriers, zip walls, we call them, to try to keep the cold, you know, at least contained into one area.
As best you can. Yes. Right? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you guys and learn more information about your products and see the type of window that John Williams installed in his condo, how do they reach out to you guys?
You could call 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you for that excellent information. We're going to take a quick break here. Before we go to the break, I've got my schedule set up here. Jill, we're throwing it over to you. And I want to talk about the earnest money check challenge that we had, as well as why our listeners should contact you prior to listing to make sure that they're not doing work in their home that they shouldn't not necessarily be doing, and wasting money instead of investing money when to get more money when they sell it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Because you had to be a big shot,
didn't you? You had to. Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, that is the MegaPros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, Chicago's premier real estate show. We're going to go out to Barrington, to Kathy. Kathy, how are you?
Hi, good. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you. I have a window question. We are buying a home in Barrington. It's a bay window. It has five individual panes. And the windows are sealed from the outside with the aluminum siding. So there's two windows that crank open, but they don't because they're sealed from the outside. So we have no idea why and how big of a concern should that be.
All right, so real quick, just rephrase it. Justin had his headset turned down. You have a bay window with five panes. You're buying a house in Barrington. What did I miss?
So they're sealed from the outside with the aluminum siding, so we cannot open those windows. They have the cranks to open them, but you can't because they're physically sealed. Nobody knows why.
So there's a bay window with an aluminum casing. That's another show. high-end aluminum caskets, everybody. I guess the current owner sealed the bay window with aluminum, which it can be done. What's the challenge here to overcome this challenge?
This sounds like an issue. Generally, aluminum could be put over wood windows if maybe there's some rotting or they wanted to eliminate the maintenance. You put aluminum over the wood. But if you can't open the window, that's a problem. You know, windows are made to be open and vented, and if they can't open, that aluminum would have to be removed. And I would guess that you're going to see some wood rot and damage underneath that aluminum. And I would think at this point, you know, my guess is that that whole bow or bay window may need to be replaced.
How big is the, and I'm laughing because you cover something up to hide what's wrong with what's underneath it. And if you can't open, and a window's supposed to open, Kathy from Barrington, I think you need to get a closing cost credit or some type of, well, here, I would get a closing cost credit. Because if you can, because if you get a price reduction, it's not going to free up any money for you to use to repair or replace that window. How big, wide, and how tall, you know, width and height of the bay window, ballpark? Kathy?
I'm not in it yet, but I guess like 5 feet tall by 8.
5 by 8? 5 by 10?
Yeah, probably something like that.
All right, so a five foot tall by 10 foot wide bay window with five different panes, ballpark. You know, I know it's tough to give, you know, without seeing it, but a vinyl window as opposed to a wood window. What's the range?
That's an expensive window. You're looking at on the low end, you know, $7,000-$8,000, maybe up to $10,000-$11,000 for a wood window.
Okay, how much are you buying the home for, if you don't mind me asking, Kathy, because I'm going to try to help you here. How much?
$650.
Okay, so you need $10,000 closing cost credit. You do not want to put it as a window replacement because the lender's going to make you replace the window before you could close. Okay? If you get a $10,000 closing cost credit, that is what you need to get, a closing cost credit. It's going to cost you at least $10,000 to close an escrows in Barrington, okay? All right? So you can use that money to apply towards your prepaids. You could use that money to apply towards your all your closing costs. Are you escrowing your taxes and insurance?
Yes.
Okay. So if you put money in, are you putting more than 20% down?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So this is a layup. And, you know, you just get a closing cost credit with the help of your realtor, okay, and go back and the help of your attorney, and you're like, okay, this is a great home. Call Justin. He'll come out, give you a ballpark estimate of what the replacement cost will be, and then you go back and you hand it over to them and say, here's what it's going to cost me to replace the window. This is what I would like to secure in a closing cost credit. It's that simple. And then that money you get in a closing cost credit wipes out the money you'd have to bring in for all the closing costs and then the prepaids and all that stuff. And then you have 10 G's sitting there to buy a new window, bay window, from Next Door and Windows. Does that make sense?
Yep, perfect.
All right.
Yep, thank you very much.
And hang tight. We're gonna put you on hold. Sammy's going to pick up to get you your selection of Mr. Floor Organic All-Natural Cleaning Products. That's how it's done. Jill, we deal with closing cost credits all the time.
Yes.
Right? And thank God this lady, you know, has the wherewithal to try to uncrank the window, because if she didn't, it's buyer beware, right? You didn't try to open the window. That's a $10,000 problem.
Yeah.
Okay?
People need to look at the windows, especially if you're going to look at houses in the winter. I did the same a few years ago. I bought my house without opening the windows because it was in the middle of winter. And you don't realize what you're in for unless you look at those windows.
Every buyer that's listening right now needs to, if you're going into a home, you have the right to open up every single window. You could open up every single door. You should close every closet. Make sure the doors are flush. You should close every cabinet door. Make sure you could close them.
Yes.
You know, all of the sliding and all of the closet doors, the accordion types, make sure they close and there's no hiccups there. You know, it doesn't pop off the track. Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
These are the things you need to pay attention to, because once you own it, you own it.
Yeah, do that on your, if you forget to do it when you're swept away in your first showing or second showing, make sure you do that during your inspection. Go through the house and every single window.
Sure.
Open it up.
Sure, you're there 2-3 hours anyway.
Exactly.
Just go through the, you're not good. Listen, don't go through the drawers, because that's a little creepy. All right, but you have, you know, the full right to open up every single window. and just make sure it opens. And if they pop in to clean, make sure they pop in. You know, they've got the clasp. Is there an official term for the clasp? Or is that the, you know, the clasp you pinch in so the window folds into the house that you could clean it? You know, we got the fancy
car. Oh, like a tote latch to tote the windows in? Sure.
The tote latch. just make sure all those work. But let's get to your topic, okay, which is our listeners right now, it is a hot, blazing seller's market.
Yes.
You have 3 to 4 to 5, if not more, buyers for every home. I was on with John Williams yesterday, and John asked me, how's the real estate market? And I said, anything between $150,000 and $300,000 to $400,000. The realtors don't have enough inventory because that stuff is flying off the shelves.
Yes.
For a number of different reasons. Why? People are tired. Again, the COVID factor. They're tired of the old home. And interest rates are so flipping low, they could afford to go buy a new house. Is that what you're seeing right now?
Yes, it is. It's a really busy market. I haven't seen a market like this in years. So it's definitely on fire. Homes, there isn't a lot of inventory yet. People are kind of jumping in on the game. But buyers sure are out and ready to purchase. So almost exactly what you said, anything from 150 to 350.
Yeah.
That's going to go pretty quickly. We had an open house on Sunday. We had already had two offers. We'd only been on the market for 5 days. In the space of that open house, we had three more offers come in and end up being a bidding war.
Great.
For a house that was on the market for like 5 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's kind of the story everywhere.
And this is a perfect example of why, you're sitting in your house and you're looking around going, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this. We always tell them, we've been on the radio for 17 years, and we always tell our listeners, before you sell your home, contact us, we'll introduce you with a qualified realtor in your area, let that realtor go out, walk your home, that couple in Huntley. Okay.
Yes.
Remember the night
Mike
and his wife going to move in a couple of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We refinanced them, took care of all their debt. You know, they're sitting pretty, saving a couple of grand. Credit score shut up. We're refinancing them again. He's a perfect example. He's getting ready to sell. This is already a year ago, right?
Right.
You know, this was last summer. So 2 more years from now, he's getting ready to sell. He's like, well, I'm thinking about dropping this and pulling that out and redoing this and that. I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
Call Jill and talk about why that's important.
Right. And I'm glad they did, per your suggestion, because they were seriously considering putting in a lot of money in pavers along their driveway and things that don't really translate to the buying public. It's nice to have, but it's not what they're coming out for.
It's not going to add value to your house when you sell it.
There's certain things that buyers that are very popular right now and that people are looking for. And those little touches are more noticeable to the home seller, pavers and things, but you don't need to invest your money in those things. You need to invest your money before you renovate your house for selling in the stuff that the buyers are coming out for, that they're wanting.
Like what?
Finished basements. Windows are a huge item. I have sellers that I know in a lot of cookie cutter subdivisions and neighborhoods, like I live in one, all of these windows seem to have like a 10, 15-year shelf life. And I know because they sell a lot of these homes. So if I'm coming into a house, I'll ask the seller if it's in one of these cookie cutters, all right, are the windows original? If they're 10, 15 years old and they were those mass production windows, sure enough, like early morning, mid-morning, you're going to have massive condensation on those windows because all the seals are broken. So those things people are starting to be more and more aware of. Windows are huge. Roofs are always a big thing, but don't spend like $30,000, $40,000 on a patio that looks like everybody else's. Spend that money on a finished basement or spend that money on upgrades that people really want. I've had people not meet with me and they just took matters into their own hands, you know, more power to them, but they don't always make the best choices.
Right.
They might opt for carpet when, you
know. Vinyl's hot.
Vinyl's hot. Laminate flooring that's waterproof is hot. They might paint their whole house taupe and brown. when gray and white are more on trend. Right. They might go with oak cabinets versus the white. So those are the things, if you have a budget and you're going to do some renovations, will help you allocate those funds.
And you've sent your buyers and sellers to Tommy's shop at Builder Supply, you know, which you took a tour of.
Yes.
And they could pick up a vanity and a new sink.
Oh, yeah.
You know, very inexpensively hire somebody, a crew to come in there and do it. And for $2,000, $3,000, you just upgraded your house by $10,000-$15,000 because the bathroom's all done.
You want to make it look like a model house as best as you can. And you can do it on a budget.
Yeah, it doesn't cost that much money.
No, it doesn't.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, what number?
224-772-4086.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Corey Ambrose.
Yeah, yeah.
We go up to the top of the hour. You can't go over because I get in trouble. All right? I'm just warning you now. Get ready. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. A little Elton John. La, 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 la. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call text line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. We'll be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call and text line. This portion of the show is sponsored by Fidelity National Title, Republic Bank. They're our HELOC source, home equity line of credit. Peerless Fence, they're putting a fence up in my new home. Actually, they just did it this week, and it looks tremendous. Amy Kite, the Kite Team, Mr. Floor, Igor Marak, Permaseal Basement Solutions. Roy Spencer will be on during the second half of the show after the White Sox game. And Ray Kaplan, the law offices of Ray Kaplan. Let's throw it over to Corey Ambrose. Lot of craziness. 2020 sucks, okay? I mean, we have COVID, we have looting, we have fires, we have damage and destruction. We had winds come through. A borrower of mine was buying a new home out in the western burbs in Naperville. Two houses away from him, two trees folded down accordion style. Puts a big X in his neighbor's yard, okay? His home's completely destroyed, took the car out, everything. Wow. His garage, his shed, two houses away, okay? Two houses away, and the guy's putting his house on the market. So this has been a little crazy. And Erica's dad, by the way, who's our video expert of the show and doing videos, her father's a landscape. He owns a landscaping company, and Erica is going to go pick up a chainsaw after the show and go down and start clearing trees.
Very nice.
They've been busy down in Joliet. It is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. You guys have got to be busy. So I know you want to talk about boarding up fires and all that,
yeah.
But talk about all this damage and destruction that you guys are helping our listeners with.
Oh, my gosh. Just talking about that windstorm from last week or whenever it was. Yeah, our phones are blowing off, just ringing off the hook. For property owners out there, hey, look at your trees around your property. You don't want to have huge tree branches above because they do break when storms come through. And I've seen these properties time and time again. A huge tree falls down on your house. It'll puncture right through the roof deck. Boom, a huge crash, and a tree comes in the living room. It's usually raining. You have immediate water damage. Your roof is totaled. And, yeah, you got it. For preventative maintenance, you got to check your trees above your house. But when they do fall, first thing you got to do is get a landscaper out there, get that tree off the roof. Second thing you've got to do is get JC Restoration involved. We'll tarp that roof, get it watertight, and start evaluating for the additional damages because there's always additional damage.
I did not know you did that.
Absolutely, we do.
So I knew you did fire.
We don't remove the tree.
Okay.
But, yeah, any kind of property damage. Tree falls into your house and you've got a broken roof and you've got water damage, that's us. A car drives off the road and runs through your wall, that's us too. Anything with property damage, emergency property damage, we're the people to call. 90% of our stuff, our jobs are associated with insurance claims. So we kind of know how to navigate and talk to the insurance language as well. But any kind of structural or emergency property damage your home or business has, we're the people to call.
Let's talk about huge looting challenge. We've got another rally, okay?
Yeah.
You know, demonstration, hopefully peaceful. starting within the hour down at 43rd or 47th, somewhere on the Dan Ryan, and it's going to end up here in Grant Park. God willing, it's peaceful. Everybody stays calm, cool, and collective, and we don't have another, you know, let's go shopping at midnight by driving a U-Haul through the, you know, through the window and picking up a couple of Louis Vuitton purchases, you know, all that stuff, which negatively impacts business and negatively impacts everybody in Chicago because it impacts the tax base that we use here to fund a lot of different things like police and fire and teachers and all that stuff. So I'm not getting into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Monday through Friday guys could talk about that. But I want to talk about if you're a business owner,
yeah,
if you're a restaurant, if you have a mom and pop shop that keeps getting hit and somebody thinks it's great and cute to take a brick and throw it through your window. What type of services can you offer? And it's not only in the suburbs, it's not only in the city, folks. It's happening in the suburbs too. Okay, a carjacking in Willowbrook or something. You know, you just happened, and there was looting downtown in some of the suburban areas as well. So, if you're a business owner, what services do you provide to protect the business owner against board ups and against other people coming in, so you get that property boarded up?
Well, we are the company that's kind of like, something bad's happened to our property. We're number one in your phone. We're not the company you always want to have to call.
Right.
But if something bad happens to your property, hey, you need professional restoration. Restoration is a scientific process of how do you restore a property from significant damage, especially when water or fire is involved. So as an example, we've got a WGN listener who I was just with last week or the week before. And he owns four check casting businesses. All four of them were hit. Two of them were burned. And he feels that, that he was targeted because of the type of business it was.
He had money.
So the windows were broken. The bulletproof glass held up, but they were able to climb over the ceilings and then get down behind the glass and unlock it and then saw through the safes and all this. Well, that's one thing, but then they torched two of the buildings. So that's what I'm there for, because these buildings are totaled. They were set on fire. Sprinklers went off. So they're smoky, they're wet, they're moldy, they're destroyed. And we're going through a process of how do you restore these? You know, you've got to diagnose, remove drywall, remove insulation, clean and seal the structure from smoke, air purification. There's a lot to it, but at the end of the day, we offer smoke-free guarantee. If you have a fire...
Let's pick it up on the other side. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. That is the MegaPros call and text line. We are here to help you with all of your real estate questions, challenges. We had a couple of pictures texted in of a couple of branches landing on a home. I already forwarded it to Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. We'll be reaching out to 630. So three large branches fell on my house, landed on the frame of the roofs. Sound familiar, any listeners? My insurance guy is coming out Tuesday. Insurance agent I spoke with said they might not go into the attic. How am I supposed to know if there is frame damage? Thanks, Dave. Love the show. How do you know? You call Lindholm Roofing. That is how you know. And Mike Houston will come out and inspect it. I have their number here someplace. I will get it for you. 847-774-9060. 847-774-9060. Wait, what is it? 9060. Yeah. 847-774-9060. Let's go around the horn real quick. Jill Van Riet, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
224-772-4086.
Justin, we have text messages coming in for both you and Justin and Corey, everybody in studio. Justin, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they do that?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR and 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com.
Corey, quick, if our listeners want to reach you, we're going to pick up on the other side how you guys remediate after fires. But if our listeners want to reach you, how do they do that?
JC Restoration, your property damage experts. We're always open. 800-956-8844 or online, jcrestoration.com.
All right. Sam out McHenry, hang tight. We're going to answer your question after the break. 70, we got a text message from 678. I'm a first responder and would like to know how the CARES Act is impacting my student loan forgiveness. Need 120 months in the program. Do the payments that I'm not, do the months of non-payment due to the president's executive order count? That's a great question, 678. I looked it up. That's Cartersville, Georgia. The reach of the show is amazing. We're going to have Ray call in during the second part of the show during at 2:30. And a generator question for Rich Dykstra, who will also be on the show when it rejoins us after the White Sox game. 6-3, I lost my power because of the storms this week. Can you refer me to a reputable company who sells generators? That's Dykstra Home Services. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with all of your calls and text questions after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to go out to Wendy McHenry. Sammy, how are you? Sam. Sam and McHenry. How are you?
Yep.
All right, are you turning into the wind to land the aircraft or to have them take off? Because you seem to be in a windy area.
No, is that any better?
Yeah, much better, buddy. What you had a question about redoing a driveway before selling a home?
Yes, concrete, asphalt. Is it worth doing either or? Is it?
Jill, that's your area, Jill McHenry.
Yes, it is. And if your driveway looks terrible, then or it's just tons and tons of noticeable cracks, then I would definitely fix that. Whether you do concrete or asphalt, it doesn't really matter as long as it looks nice. People like those shiny asphalt driveways. Those are very trendy these days. It might sound cheesy, but that sparkly stuff, as long as it has curb appeal, I wouldn't spend a ton of money on it because it just, those things don't last forever, and you're really just looking to make it look nice enough.
A horrible driveway will take away value. A decent looking driveway will not detract value or decrease the value.
You just don't want anyone to notice it.
Right.
You almost just want it to be a non-issue. So if it's got noticeable cracks, people are going to look down, and it's going to set a bad tone before you even get in the house.
So Sammy, I'll tell you what.
I know it. I'm a concrete contractor, so it's worth doing the time to put a concrete driveway in.
I mean, again, I wouldn't spend a ton of money if you're planning on moving or selling, but, you know, it definitely make it look nice, but just keep it within reason because you're selling the house, so you want to not go all out.
I'll tell you what, Sammy, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and then you can connect with I only got like 12 minutes left in the show. I'm going to connect you with Jill after the show, and hang tight, Sammy will pick you up for your Mr. 4 floor natural cleaning product. You wanted to finish up with your how you guys finish up and clean up after a fire. Can you just dive deep into that real quick?
Absolutely. First of all, I've got a text message line. You know Candace Johnson, one of our court managers. She would like for you to stop cutting me off.
Okay.
And stop turning the music on. No, just kidding.
All right, Candace. Yeah.
No, actually.
We got another Rich Dykstra Sr. here. Guy likes to tell me how to run my show. Okay, that's fine. Go ahead, Corey.
Actually, David, all kidding aside, JC Restoration this week has had just such an incredible week for us. Not so good for some of our clients, but we are there to help. Right now, we are working industrial fires. We are working residential fires. And last week, we got an opportunity for a very nice apartment building that had a fire on the 20th floor. Second time in my career, I saw a dog start a fire where I didn't see it, witness it, but a dog jumped up on the stove, hit the gas, turned the burner on, burned a pizza box, and set one sprinkler head off. The sprinkler head did its job and extinguished the fire, so we're not talking widespread fire damage here at all. One apartment fire damage, but that sprinkler head ran for 25 minutes. And there are 130 apartments impacted with water damage as that water migrated down the tower. So we have 130 families. These are apartments where people live. And how do you mitigate that structure? Because you've got to get on it quick. You can't allow there to be mold. How does a management company manage that and talk to their residents? And this is actually a job that JCR wasn't the first contractor involved. Another contractor got involved immediately after the fire, and things just weren't going well. They really needed to step it up and come to the elite professional level restoration that is JC Restoration. We really do stand apart due to our experience, our administration strategies and techniques, and first and foremost, the production we do, the physical on-site production done by our crews. And I'm almost getting shaken up. These people that work for us, these men and women that clean these properties for us, are amazing. They pull off the most amazing cleaning, structural drying, perfection. Demolition is not, when you do water damage, there is a little bit of necessary demo. You have to know how to scope it, how to properly dry it, and how to mitigate it from additional damage. Our crews are absolutely just amazing. And to undertake in 1 week 130 wet apartments that will be dry by next week. We're working today. We're working Sunday, double time day. We're working around the clock, and we're going to hit these goals. We're coming in late in the game. We've taken over a job, and we're really showing everybody the professionalism class that we've got.
Did the residents have to move out, or are they still living in some of the units?
Well, and that's a priority. That's something we need to know from our clients. What's the priority here? Because most of these residents did not need to move out.
Oh, great.
But we do have to pull vinyl floors, and there's going to be glue exposed. There is common chases, plumbing chases in the building where we've got wet drywall and insulation. We've got to get to it and get dried. But how can we keep these families comfortable in their homes while we've got to do all these types of repairs? So, yes, some families had to move out. Some tenants had to be moved to a different apartment. Some are trying to stay. And it makes it complex, but it makes it all the more important to have a contractor that's used to scenarios like this. Look, we do big and small jobs. Mrs. Jones, sump pump failure, 5 square feet of wet water damage in a basement. Hey, call us. Why not? We're awesome at it. We'll be right there to your house. We do free evaluations. We can work and scope through your insurance company, but especially on these bigger ones. When you've got multiple areas impacted, when you've got business interruption, when you've got tenant interruption, you really need to elevate to the top professional caliber, and that's JC Restoration. Locally owned here in Chicago, we are among the biggest, but we certainly are among the best in terms of restoration production.
And talk about the fire real quick, in under a minute, how you renovate a property after a fire. You know, you said the currency exchanges, right? That's not a polite protest when you're breaking in, burning down, jumping over the bulletproof glass, stealing, taking safes, and then lighting it on fire.
Yeah.
That's not my definition of a peaceful protest, but that's just me. Call me crazy. Can you talk about what you guys do in under a minute to get properties back online after a fire?
You've got to walk it and scope it, and you want to hit that quick. You want to get in that building and see what you need to do to restore it. So can we save the walls? Can we clean and paint the walls, or do we have to rip the walls out? What about the flooring? What about the built-in desk? What about the business personal property? You've got to evaluate it, so you've got a plan. You don't want to over-demo, but you have to make sure that building never smells like smoke again. So these were badly burned, and it's what we call a full gut. It means you rip out all the finishes. You get to the structure. You get to the wood framing. You get to the masonry block. You clean that free of smoke. You encapsulate it. So now you've got a shell of a building that does not smell like smoke, doesn't have any mold, and is ready to be rebuilt. Post-restoration, we do construction as well. We rebuild properties like this. A fire damaged property that's been restored is a great property. It's basically rebuilt from the inside out. It's been brought up to code. There's code enforcement. We've got to walk it. We've got to pull permits. And it's a process. You need a pro on your side, but it's about scoping it properly, good mitigation, appropriate demolition and cleaning, and then ultimately putting it back together.
Phone number for Candace.
800-956-8844. JC Restoration.
Justin, I got a question here from 224, a text message. We want to add two small operable windows on our dining room exterior wall. Talk about specific. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago listener here. Very specific. My concern is finding pipes or electrical hidden in the wall. Does next door and window handle moving those things, or will we as the homeowner be responsible for finding our own contractor? Thank you.
We can take on a project such as this and add windows where there aren't windows now. We would cut the drywall open to look to see what's there. If there is plumbing or electrical, then we would ask the homeowner to hire a licensed electrician or plumber to move those utilities.
All right, and that's a job for MegaPros, right? So, that's where our team comes in. 847-698-8989. 658-8989. We have a question here. 219, what is the white cloudiness between the glass? Doesn't seem wet, just cloudy.
we touched on that earlier in the show. Condensation that's on the outside of the glass that you can touch is generally not necessarily a problem. If it's in between the panes, then you do have a broken seal, and that could cause to further water damage, and that's something that should be addressed immediately.
What is your opinion on outside windows from 815? What is an outside window?
Outside window is it's a manufacturer of vinyl windows. We don't carry the product, so I couldn't talk to the quality of the product. I think they have several different lines. I would recommend do some research online and look at the reputation of the particular line.
That's a politically correct way of saying we don't carry them because they're not good. 312-981-7200, 312. That's just my take on it. I understand for legal reasons you don't want to say that, but I'll just interpret that for our listeners. 312-981-7200, that is the MegaPros call and text line. Tim from Chicago, you got a question real quick for Jill before we hit a break. Tim from Chicago. Okay, we're going to take a break. 312-981. Hit it, Scotty. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. Come back at the bottom of the hour. Take it to 11:35. Then turn it over to Mark Carbon and White Sox pregame. Then we have the White Sox game. And then we come back after the White Sox game. It's an abbreviated game, 7-inning game today. And then we'll be back at roughly 2:30 for Rich Dykstra Sr. will be in studio. And Tony from the water company, I've got the name here, I can't find it, 312-981, Angel Water Company is going to be coming in to talk about all the icky things in your water. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros call and text line. We're going to pay some bills, be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. White Sox baseball coming up. That's a MegaPros call and text line. I want to go to Jill, because we teased this at the beginning of the show. A listener of ours called me for a mortgage. I referred them to you because they're buying in your area. Mm-hmm. She bought a home. She is a working mother. Husband stays home. She has three kids on the ground. She's got one in the oven. You know, I told her to read books during COVID. She didn't listen to me. She's like 24 weeks pregnant. She bought a home with your help on a golf course.
Yes.
Gave the realtor a $2,000 check, took a picture of her dropping the check off in the company lockbox at their office on the 23rd of July. The check was cashed on 8/11. You canceled the contract on the home inspection shortly thereafter, and she thought wrongly that check would be returned or voided and not cashed, right?
Right.
So she keeps writing checks, not thinking that this $2,000 bullet's going to come through and blow her entire budget up. Guess what? A couple days later, comes through, she starts bouncing checks. Is that normal?
That's not normal. That's sloppy agent work, and that should never have happened. But that's something that, you know, it's you have to have your agent watch out for you, make sure that those things don't happen, because she didn't need to have $2,000 cashed on her for a house she wasn't buying.
2.5 weeks after?
2.5 weeks. We canceled the purchase during the home inspection because, like you said, it was on a golf course, and golf balls were whizzing past the inspector's head.
Right, not safe.
Not a safe place for little kids.
Right, so I got involved. I called the managing broker. I got a little latitude from the realtor. The managing broker was nice. She picked up the check yesterday, deposited, problem solved. If our listeners Perfect. Want to reach you, how do they reach you, Joe?
They can contact me for all things real estate, buying, selling, anything west of 59 is the territory I'm in, Algonquin, Huntley, Hampshire. My number is 224-772-4086.
Justin, if our listeners want to reach you.
1-800-NEXT-DOOR, 1-800-NEXT-DOOR.com. And if you think it may be time for replacement windows, call Next Door and Window. We carry vinyl, wood clad, and fiberglass windows. We will help you figure out which is best for your home and budget. And please call now if you're looking for an installation in 2020. Right now, if you buy this weekend, we're installing in late October. So please call now.
Corey, 30 seconds.
This is JC Restoration. We're always open and available. Our lines are always answered by a manager 24/7, 800-956-8844.
Not bad. That's very good. White Sox baseball coming up in 55 seconds. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Coming up, we're going to take a quick break for the White Sox game so you can listen to the White Sox win. Then after the game, come back. We're on until 4. I have Andrew Wilson, president and founder, not Anthony, Andrew Wilson, president and founder and CEO of Angel Water out of Barrington. He's going to talk about how to improve the quality of your water. We have Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services, and we have text messages for a text question for Ray Kaplan. She's going to be calling into the show. So stay tuned after the White Sox game. This has been Home Sweet Home Chicago. We appreciate you listening. If you want to reach me during the week, go to 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back after the White Sox game. Go White Sox!
And with the radio blast and go cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, 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 too. That it takes a two.